Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it.
Break every chain.
Break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army.
Joy and peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and thankful that I'm able to come to the show today, and I thank God for each and every person that will listen to this show in the archive sometime today or tonight. And we shall pray. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your outstretched arms to each and every one of us this morning, Lord. Thank you for the activity of our limbs, dear Heavenly Father. We could do nothing without you. We give you the glory. We give you the praise this morning because it's all about you. It's not about us. And I thank you. I thank you for every person that is tuning in to this broadcast this morning. Everyone that's tuned in by phone, by computer, or whatever means, or even tonight on the archive, we want to give God praise. And thank you so much for coming on. Well, today we're talking about by the grace of God. I am what I am. Nothing but the grace of God. And today we'll be coming from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter and the 10th verse. And the word of God says, it's in your Bible, if you have not tore your pages out, by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labor more abundantly than they are. That's coming from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter and the 10th verse. And as I went through that verse, I realized I went up a verse to verse 9 also. And the word of God said, for I am the least of the apostles that am not meant to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. Then we came down to verse 10. And so that's why I took my topic from, by the grace of God, I am what I am. It's nothing but the grace of God. When you think about all the things you've been through, the things that you were doing, the things that God brought you out of, it was nothing but by the grace of God. You know, when we think about that, who God is, what is really important, what God's purpose are, you are nothing without the grace of God. Just think of the love and the favor that God shows towards his people. Have you ever thought where you would be today without his grace on you today? Just think about that. You know, as I went to the word of God, you know, as a jealous Pharisee, Paul had been an enemy of the Christian church, even to the point of capturing and persecuting believers. You all find that in also in Acts 9, 1 through 3. You know, thus he felt unworthy to be called an apostle, a chosen messenger of Christ. Haven't you felt that you were unworthy to be called a prophet, bishop, evangelist, missionary, servant of God? You know, though undoubtedly the most influential of the apostles, Paul was deeply humble. He knew he had worked hard and accomplished much, but only because God had poured kindness and grace, unmerited favor upon him. True humility is not convincing yourself that you are worthless, but recognizing God's work in you. It is having God's perspective on who you are and acknowledging his grace in developing your ability. And you know, for just a few minutes, I want to tell you just a little about the grace of God. You know, it's the free, unmerited favor, or beneficiary of God. God's grace is manifest in the salvation of sinners. But for the grace of God, here you have free grace. You have, and a beneficiary, you have the quality of being kind or helpful or generous. You know, a Christian theology is the teaching of Christian churches. You know, I said I would give you a little breakdown on the grace. You know, I went to different Bibles and I picked out in different Bible dictionary on grace. It's unmerited favor, mercy, compassion, undeserving blessing, a free gift, God's loving mercy toward mankind, favor, graciousness,
kindness, beauty, pleasantness, God's disposition to exercise goodwill toward his creatures. You know, synonym with the gospel of God's gift of unmerited salvation in Christ Jesus, favor or kindness shown without regards to the worth or merit of the one who receives it, and in spite of what the same person deserves. You know, undeserved acceptance and love received from another, especially the characteristic attitude of God in providing salvation to sinners. You know, the gift of God as expressed in his action or extended mercy, loving kindness, and salvation to people. You know, unmerited divine assistance gives man for his regeneration or sanctification. You know, the power and the equipment for ministry is by the grace of God. You know, I thought I would break down these different parts of the Bible on you. You know, the grace of God means all the good gifts we enjoy freely in him. You know, grace is more about redemption than creation. Grace prompts us to repent, causing us to think again when we find ourselves in a bad way. So today, when you think about how God brought you up out the muck and the miry clay, it was nothing but his grace. When you was doing something you had no business doing, it was nothing but his grace. When you was in a place where you shouldn't been and he brought you out safely, nothing but the grace of God. Nothing but the grace of God. And you know, as I go a little bit further on that grace, you know, we are saved by grace through Jesus, through the faith in Jesus Christ. You know, grace is power and the ability of God operating through us for ministry and sanctification. You know, the Holy Spirit is the spirit of grace. You know, the grace of God was upon Jesus Christ. Ha ha. You know, the grace of God was upon the Apostle Paul, like I just finished telling you what the Word of God says. Let your speech always be with grace. When you open your mouth, always pray before you open up that alligator so the grace of God can flow through you from your belly. Do not abuse the grace of God. Stay humble with the grace that God will give you. Do not receive the grace of God in vain. Continue in the grace of God. And how to receive the grace of God? You go to the Word of God. With all the things you've been through, just think about when you don't want to go back, but just look over your life for about 5 or 10 minutes or 10 seconds and think about it was nothing but the grace of God. You was in a car accident, and the angels was right there. It was the grace of God that spared your life. You was on a job that you was having so much problem, and you prayed and gave it to God. God stepped right in. It was his grace that kept your job. When you wanted to say something out of your mouth contrary to the will of God, it was the grace, the salvation that held you up. And when you think about God's unmerited favor and the mercy of God, this is the grace that we are saved by with the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Nothing but the grace of God. You know, when we see things going on around us, even in ministry, even in the building, because the church begins with us. You know, grace responds on what your part is.
Okay, what part are you playing in this? You know, grace responds by give, say, you know where you are going through grace. You know, grace speaks loudly about what we truly treasure and give a demonstration that you may have eternal perspective in grace. Today, we're talking about by the grace of God. Some of you all have children that you have prayed for, and you didn't know how God was going to change that situation, but it was nothing but the grace of God that stepped right in on time and changed it a 360-degree turnaround in your son or in your daughter or in your relationship, in your marriage. Just think about it. It was the grace of God. Nothing but the grace of God. I think about my life. If it had not been for Jesus on my side and the grace of him, where would I be today? Talking with you on this blog talk today, I had no idea 8 years ago that I would be on blog talk. Had no idea that I would be in the prison system teaching men and women, preaching to men and women, having an outreach. It was nothing but the grace of God. I had one blueprint for my life, but God had another, and it was through his grace and his mercy that he has brought me this far. Nothing but the grace of God. And at this time, I'm just going to take just a few minutes and let you hear something, how the grace of God brought me through by listening to this particular song.
Breathing,
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God can work it out. You know, when we're talking about grace this morning, by the grace of God. And when you think about grace, it's God's power coming into your situation to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. You know, once you understand grace, you must grow in learning how to receive it in every situation. You know, trusting God fully is something you grow into. The more you trust him, the stronger you are spiritually. You only learn to trust God by doing it. You grow in grace by continuously putting forth your faith in God and receiving his grace in situations that are difficult or impossible for you. You know, if you're struggling with something right now in your life, ask yourself honestly if you're putting your faith in God that his grace will meet the need today, right now. Decide to walk in his grace. And you will find out, walking in his grace, how things will work out. You know, back over to Brother Paul. You know, in the scripture, Paul speaks of his past when he aggressively, humiliated, persecuted Christians and had stoned them, beaten, and jailed. His ignorance was so great he actually believed God was pleased. But when Jesus appeared to him on the Damascus road, the scales fell from his eyes, and he saw the truth. Paul realized at that moment that he was a sinner, and God's grace became a living reality in his life. You know, on the cross, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Stephen, while being stoned, said, "Lord, fix not this sin upon me." You know, what did Jesus, Paul, and Stephen have in common? They proclaimed God's grace to people who were deceived and ignorant. Recall how many and how much mercy and grace God has given you. Surely you can extend his grace to others. When you think about it, how much mercy and God have showed you. Can't you show someone else some mercy and some grace today? Because it's not all about you. It's about Jesus. It's about the man who died on the cross for us. That gave us mercy, gave us grace, gave us that love that runs from heart to heart and breast to breast. You know, I just give God praise this morning because I thank him for his grace this morning in my life because I know I was a wretch undone. I would be nothing without him. Everything that I do, even coming on this broadcast, is through God's grace, through his mercy. And you know, but he gave us more and more grace, meaning power of the Holy Spirit to meet our evil tendency. You know, that is why he said God sent himself against the proud and haughty, but gave grace continuously to the lower and those who are humble enough to receive it. You know, all human beings have evil tendency, but if you are humble enough to ask for and receive God's grace, he will give it to you. You know, early in my Christian life, I tried to take care of my own tenderness, you know, but I was not successful. God opposed all my fleshly. Sadie, I finally learned that the proud try to take care of themselves, but the humble lean on God and get the help. And that's what we have to do. We have to lean on God. We can't do nothing of ourselves. And if you have tried to make things happen in your own strength, let me say that again. If you have tried to make things happen in your own strength, you are probably frustrated like I once was.
But I encourage you today to do what I did. Trust in the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit and receive everything you need from him, because he will give you everything you need today. We're talking about the grace of God today, coming from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, and the 10th verse. Excuse me while I call. Excuse me. You know, we have to think about, if it wasn't for his grace and his mercy, where would be, excuse me, where would we be today? We couldn't do nothing without his grace and his mercy. You know, grace is, excuse me, understanding who God is. Excuse me, when I started sneezing, coughing, I sent it back to the pits of hell right now. And when you think about grace, we understand who we are, because we are nothing without the Lord Jesus Christ. We are nothing. If it had not been for his blood shed on Calvary for each and every one of us, where would we be today? And when you think about grace, knowing what it is, what is really important in your life, is the grace of God. And when you think about grace again, what God's purpose are with the grace, what's your purpose today for grace when you think about it? What are you doing? Do you ever think about, if it wouldn't have been for the Lord, and still the Lord on my side, where would I be without his mercy and without his grace? I would be nothing. You know, I can think of a lot of songs talking about your grace and your mercy. And it was his mercy and his grace in each and every one of our lives that have brought us thus far. And if we have anyone that have come on the line that would like to say something, please press 1 on your keypad. I would love to hear from you today, because God is good. I know some are traveling. Some may be sitting at their desk working. Some are on phones, on their jobs. But we still give God praise for his mercy and his grace, because, you know, you wouldn't have a roof over your head if it had not been for the grace of God. You would not have food in your refrigerator if it had not been for the mercy and the grace of God today. That job you have, that car you tried, those clothes that you put on, it was through the mercy and the grace of God that he opened doors for you. You know, when you think about sufficient grace, you know. And when I thought about that, when I read the word of God in 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, it said, my grace, meaning my favor, my loving kindness and mercy, is enough for you. I mean, suffice against any danger, enable you to bear the trouble, mindful from my strength and power are made perfect, fulfilled and complete, and shows themselves more effective, even in your weakness. You know, do you ever wonder why God does not always deliver you from your bondage and problems immediately? You know, the reason is because only the Lord knows everything that needs to be done in the lives of his children and the perfect timing for it to be done. You know, you are not always delivered from your distress at the precise moment you call on the name of the Lord. But sometimes you must endure for a while. Be patient and continue in faith. Thank God during those times in which the Lord decides on, for whatever reason, not to deliver you right away. But he always gives the grace and strength you need to press on toward eventually victory. It's the grace of God. You know, we hear it the same way. He may not come when you want him, but he right on time. He is right on time with his grace
and with his mercy on each and every one of our lives today. And that's what I want to talk to you today about. Why? By the grace of God. And when you think about it, when we speak of the grace of God in our lives, we mean our inability to reach the mark. We can't do it without God. God's compassion toward us. It's not toward ourselves, but God's compassion was toward us. And when you think about that mercy, my. You know, our total depends upon God. Everything hinges upon God. And our lives are fulfilled by God's unmerited favor. And I spoke to you earlier about unmerited favor and broke a lot of it down to you. And on the grace of God, I broke that down to you. You know, unmerited favor, meaning mercy, meaning compassion, meaning undeserved blessing. How many of you all today out in computer land, radio land, have undeserved blessing and a free gift? God's loving mercy toward mankind, his favor, his graciousness, his kindness, his beauty. Just think about that. Undeserved acceptance, love received from another, especially the characteristic attitude of God in providing salvation to sinners. We're still talking about the mercy of God, the divine life, power, and ability of God flowing and penetrating through us in order to give us the supernatural power and ability for ministry and sanctification. My. When you just think about that mercy and that compassion, that kindness, that acceptance, and when you really think about it, that we are saved by grace. It was nothing we did so good and grand, but it was by God's grace and mercy that we are saved. And today we have a lot to shout about. We have a lot to give God praise and to give God glory, because he's truly, truly worthy to be praised. So today, stay humble with the grace that God will give you today. Do not receive the grace of God today in vain. Continue in the grace of God that he has given you. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of grace. And when you think about the grace of God was upon Jesus Christ, my. And when you think about Paul, the grace of God was upon the Apostle Paul, just like it is on you all today. We just want to say the grace of God, that you could do nothing without the grace of God. And when you think about grace, it's more abundant, more of redemption. Grace prompts us to repent, causing us to think again when we find ourselves in a bad situation. So today, that is the program on grace, God's grace, nothing but his grace. Don't think you did anything on your own. It was nothing but the grace of God that you could even hear this program today. Nothing but the grace of God that you had a telephone or a computer that you could come in, that you could listen on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Nothing but the grace of God. Don't take things lightly. It was his grace that woke you up this morning. It wasn't the alarm clock. It wasn't a cell. It wasn't a friend. It was Jesus that endowed you with grace this morning. And so I want to let everybody know it is the grace of God. We could do nothing without the grace of God. I thank God for his grace, his unmerited grace in my life. I thank him for who he is through the grace of God. You know, I thank him for the good gifts that he has freely given to me, because I know without a shadow of a doubt, if it wasn't for his grace, where would I be this morning? And that's what I want to leave with everyone this morning. Nothing but the grace of God. To leave home and do whatever you're doing today, even on your job, go and take care of business. It was the grace of God that allowed you to get in that car and that car start up where you could go on down the road. Nothing but the grace of God allowed you to come on the line today, the grace of God. No matter what assignment you have today, it's the grace of God that gave you that assignment to be able to go on and do what the assignment he have charged for you to do. It is the grace of God. And I just thank him to know that I am saved by grace through our faith in Jesus Christ. Think about the word grace, which would be the other side of the same coin. Is that the grace of God referring to the divine life, power, and ability of God flowing and operating through us? You know, another aspect of God's grace is the kind of grace we would need to properly function and operate in whatever he's going to call us to do for him in this life. You know, this same kind of divine power is also needed in our sanctification in the Lord, along being needed to help us overcome different types of sin and temptation that we are faced each and every day of our life. So that's where it comes right back as revelation of grace as a two-side coin, to have the unmerited favor, to have the mercy, to have compassion, to have the acceptance, and to have the kindness. Today we are talking about the grace of God. And without the grace of God, you all, we could do nothing. When I mean nothing, nothing. We may get out there and do something, but without God's and mercy, it will fail. You would see it for yourself. So today, that is the program on nothing but the grace of God, by the grace of God, coming from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter and the 10th verse. The ability to reach the mark. That's what he wants us to do. And to our lives can be fulfilled by his unmerited favor. And we can have total dependence upon God. Not ourselves, but we can have total dependency on God. I give God praise today for this broadcast. I will be putting on another one for next week in Jesus' name. And I want you to start coming back to the show. We've had a lot going on with joy and peace, getting the building ready, and starting now to get it everything set in place for the grand opening of Joy and Peace and Yahweh School of the Prophet. We just give God praise today for what he's doing and what he's going to do, because I couldn't do nothing without him. I'm leaning and depending on him. That's why I'm telling you, I could do nothing. I don't know about you, but without God's grace in my life, I couldn't do one single thing. Watching over me, providing this phone that I can reach the masses that's out there, because someone may listen. It may not be everyone, but someone will look at that title and pick up and click on that show, which is named Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation, but short, Joy and Peace Outreach. And they're going to see about God's unmerited favor. Undeserved blessings come from God today. And given divine assistance unto man and woman for his and her regeneration of sanctification. And I give God the praise today. I give him the glory because I personally could not do anything without him. I thank him for his grace today. And as I close, I will pray us off the air and play a song that would take us out. We have about 10 or 15 minutes, but I'm going to close it out here with a prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you have given to me as the mayor lady to be able to give to the listening audience, whoever they may be, wherever they may be located, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you that this broadcast will go around the world, dear Heavenly Father, where it would help somebody on this Christian journey, dear Heavenly Father. Let them know if it had not been for your grace and your mercy, where would they be today, dear Heavenly Father? We give you the praise and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. And I will play Tasha Carr, Break Every Chain.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power,
there is power
in
the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break,
break every chain,
break every chain. Come on, say to
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
All my guests, please have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.